All right, today marks a week since the South African photojournalist Shiraz Mohammed was kidnapped by a group of armed men in Syria. The photojournalist accompanied the Gift of the Givers, a South African humanitarian aid group, to document the suffering that is taking place in Syria. Shiraz was on his way to the Turkish border along with two of his colleagues when they were approached by armed men in two vehicles. The men who took the photojournalist said they wanted to question him and clear up a misunderstanding. They told Shiraz's colleagues that he would return within 2 days, but have been missing ever since. The Gift of the Givers was said to have met with the Syrian government yesterday, but just to get a clarity on this matter as to how far the issue has gone, we joined from our studios in Durban by Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, who is the founder and the director of the Gift of the Givers. Dr. Suleiman, it's a very good morning to you, and thank you so much for coming through.
Good morning, Palisa. Thank you very much.
Now, what's the latest? What is happening? Is it still not clear as to why was Shiraz captured?
Everybody inside Syria is confused because they said there's a misunderstanding. That's why they're taking him in. And they said they will return him, as you said in the beginning, to the Gift of the Givers Hospital within 2 days. Today, this evening, will be 7 days. We haven't heard from Shiraz, nor have we heard from them, nor has any group inside Syria taken responsibility. When my drivers questioned those people who captured Shiraz, they didn't ask for a ransom. They didn't say they're going to want money. They just said it's a misunderstanding. So for right now, we have nobody to talk to because we don't know who has him. And the alternative now is to try to find him. And as you said in the beginning, it wasn't the Syrian government. We met the Turkish government. They on the border of Syria where the Shiraz was supposed to come out. The governor has a good relationship with Gift of the Givers because we use that border for 4 years now. And because the Turkish government has troops inside Syria, we're hoping with their influence, they may be able to give us some advice or some leads if anybody has seen Shiraz.
Yeah, and it looks like everyone in Syria is worried, Dr. Suleiman. I mean, there were protests in the streets of Syria, Syrian people demanding that Shiraz be released on Sunday.
Yes, the aim of the protest, you know, was multifold. One is to record their disgust against what has happened. They said this is not in keeping with the Syrian people because the Syrian people are very grateful to South Africa and South Africans for bringing so much of aid into Syria and benefiting millions of lives inside the country. So this is not representative of them. They made a call that whoever is holding Shiraz should release him unconditionally and unharmed. And thirdly, the most important reason is to create an awareness inside Syria. So physically, we have more eyes, Syrian eyes, looking for Shiraz because we don't know who is holding him. Mm. And everybody has asked for a picture. It's on placards, it's on social media, and across different parts of the country. That strikes and protests are expected to spread to many other cities today and in the days to come. And more people want pictures of Shiraz so they can search for him in the country.
Yeah, we all hopeful that Shiraz will be found. But I think the question here is how soon could that be? I mean, you've also mentioned the fact that no group has come forward to claim responsibility of the kidnapping, but there were also reports that Al-Qaeda group offered to help look for Shiraz, but for their own interest.
Yes, you know, they called in the hospital director, Dr. Ahmed Gandur, and when they call you, you can't say no. I mean, you know the consequences of that if you reject that. And so he had to go. He met armed people with face masks. He was taken blindfolded and said he was being taken to the investigation and prison center, wherever that is. They drove around and he was taken to that place. He was 1 hour blindfolded and then they spoke to him. They wanted to know who Shiraz was, what was he doing here. I know they heard there was some misunderstanding. But who was the misunderstanding? Did he have a problem with the people in the hospital? Did he have a problem with Ahmed directly? So Ahmed said, no, there was no misunderstanding. We don't know what that's referring to. Ahmed said, I kept him in my house. He had meals with me. I offered him to stay the night with me. I took him to all the camps to take his pictures. He wanted to go to Aleppo, but Gift of the Givers stopped that. They didn't allow him to go to Aleppo because of security risks. And then I told Ahmed to give a message to all of Syria, doesn't matter who the group is, to say that South Africans are very upset. We have been servicing them for 4 years. We've saved lives. Shiraz came there to document their difficulty and their suffering. So this is an insult to us. We want him found. So all they said is that we have an interest in this case and we will look for Shiraz.
Right.
What that means, we don't know if they're looking for him to give him to us or they have their own intention. That we don't know.
Yeah, because I wanted to ask, does that rule out the possibility of them being involved in this kidnapping? I mean, the fact that they're coming forward to assist.
Well, you know, that crosses your mind. Is it a smokescreen? You know what? But we've been there for 4 years. And, you know, we've had several groups go through there. And I don't think they would do that. You know, in fact, no group would do that. And I tell you why. When we opened up the hospital in 2013, the Free Syrian Army was in control of the city. They eventually left and ISIS came. ISIS, some distance from the city, they moved off. And then somebody else came. And they moved off. And Al-Nusra came. And every group who came, we said, we don't want any interference in the hospital. This is a very neutral facility. We treat the families and the women and children of any group. We don't ask any questions. So it's in everybody's interest not to interfere in this hospital. And in 4 years, everybody has respected that. Nobody's come to check from which group the patient is in the hospital, or which family he belongs to, or which tribe he belongs to. Nobody's interfered because everybody knows somewhere along the line, some connection of theirs will be treated in this hospital. And they all know it's not in their interest to harm the hospital or people related to the hospital because it will work against them. And because I threatened to shut that hospital down if anybody does that.
All right, just a quick one on this one. How is the Department of International Relations helping in this regard?
Well, we have a very good relationship. I mean, the media knows we've been working together. You know, in the Somali Pirates time when Demi and Bruno Collins were taken, in the Koki case and now with the McGowan case, we have a good understanding. I've informed them, I'm in contact with them and state security both. They will do what is their way normally, so diplomatic means what the government's involved inside Syria. They will use their mechanisms and we will use our mechanisms on the ground. We share information and we do things together.
Yes,
they are fully supportive. They've taken all Shira's details and see what they can do.
All right, Dr. Suleiman, that's where we're going to leave it for this morning, but we hope for the best. Thank you so much for coming through. Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, he's the founder of Gift of the Givers. We're taking a break. When we come back, we'll give you the 7 o'clock news bulletin here on Lumon Love.